It's mid-afternoon, sometime after the close of our last episode. As in the offices of Attorney Perry Mason, Della Street enters the lawyer's private office.
Yes, yes. Okay, Halverson, I'll let you know.
What did Halverson say, Chief?
Nothing.
What?
There have been no suspicious characters nosing around the Barclay house, no mysterious packages delivered. Apparently no one has attempted to reach Suzanne or send a message to her.
Oh, well, no news is good news.
Yeah, maybe. I don't like it.
Why?
Because that doesn't agree with what we know about Gus. He's not a man to mark time when he's sitting on a powder keg.
Neither are you.
Yeah, well, I have no choice now. That's why I hate being on the defensive.
Well, there's nothing you can do, Perry. Not until... What about Suzanne?
Suzanne hasn't left her room since Mrs. Barclay talked to her. So, you didn't miss a thing when you missed hearing Halverson's report.
I'm afraid you did, though. District Attorney App phoned while I was in the outer office. He wouldn't tell me why, but he wants to see you.
Oh, well, I can make a good guess.
Suzanne?
Yes. App is ready to get tough with her.
That won't work. Suzanne is fairly tough herself. Perry, you know if he tries to make her talk, she won't say a word.
I know. She has to make up her own mind. Well, okay, I'll phone App.
Well, as we're about to learn, Perry Mason made a wise decision when he gave Sue Barclay time to reach her own decision. Time to weigh the consequences of her choice. Now, in her room in the Barclay mansion.
Yes, Miss Barclay?
Oh.
I'm sorry I startled you.
Well, that's all right. I just didn't expect to see anyone standing outside my door.
I'm afraid you'll have to get used to it, miss.
Well... It must be very boring for you, Mr...
I'm Sergeant McInerney. No, ma'am, it isn't boring. There's always a possibility of action.
Yes. Well, thank you for being here, Sergeant. I'm going to make a phone call, Sergeant.
Yes, ma'am.
Is it all right for me to make a phone call?
Well, that depends, Miss Barclay.
Depends?
Mm-hmm.
Well, surely you don't think I'll call him.
Fellow called Gus? Well, I wouldn't know, miss.
But that's ridiculous. Excuse me, Sergeant. I don't want you tagging after me.
Please, miss, I've got my orders.
But...
I have my orders, Miss Barclay.
Well, if you must know, I'm going to phone Mr. Mason. Is that all right?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Sergeant, I'm only going to phone Mr. Mason.
And I've got my orders, miss.
As you say.
I don't like it any better than you do, Miss Barclay.
But you've got your orders.
Yes, ma'am. After you, Miss Barclay.
Do you want to dial the number for me, Sergeant? Suppose you go ahead and speak to Mr. Mason for me.
That won't be necessary. But I'll be glad to tell you something, Miss Barclay.
Please do.
You're being treated like a prisoner for your own good. And the quicker you tell us what you know, the quicker we'll get out of your hair. Here's the phone, Miss Barclay.
Here's Mr. Mason's number.
Thank you. This is Police Sergeant McInerney calling for Miss Suzanne Barclay. Miss Barclay wants to speak to Mr. Mason. Oh, just a moment, please. His secretary's on the line.
Thank you very much.
I'll step down the hall out of your way.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Miss Street.
Hello, Suzanne. How are you, honey?
I think I'm all right, Miss Street. I want to thank you for being very patient with me last night. I'm just beginning to understand how very patient all of you have been. Someone just reminded me. A police sergeant who's at least 6 feet tall and half as wide and very pleasant and handsome.
You are feeling better.
Yes, and I'm ready to tell Mr. Mason what I know. Shall I speak to him or tell
no,
you?
No, just a second. I'll put him on the extension. She wants to speak to you, Chief.
Hello, Suzanne.
I'm ready to tell you what I know, Mr. Mason.
Oh, good. Della, get Halverson on the line.
Right.
I've only one thing to ask you first, Mr. Mason.
Yes, what is that?
Mr. Mason, you know why I didn't tell you.
Who Gus really is? Yes. You were afraid he'd take vengeance against you, or your mother.
I'm afraid for her, Mr. Mason. But, well, when she talked to me, she said that you promised that...
What?
Well, Mother said you promised that she'd be in no danger. She said you guarantee her safety.
Suzanne, as I carefully explained to your mother, you are in danger until you identify Gus and he is put behind bars. Now, when you identify Gus and we go after him, he will try to take vengeance against you or your mother if he learns that we know who he is. There is no way to avoid the threat to your mother's safety.
But Mother said you promised she won't be in danger. She said... Oh, she just told me you promised.
Suzanne, now I tell you, personally, everything possible will be done to protect both of you. But I won't lie to you. There is an element of danger.
Oh,
well,
wait.
Wait. Your mother reassured you because she knows the quickest way to make you safe is for the police to find Gus.
Yes, that's what the sergeant said, but...
No, no, but you are wasting valuable time.
I know, Mr. Mason, but... Goodbye, Mr. Mason.
Wait, Suzanne. Suzanne!
What's wrong, miss?
Nothing.
Sure there is. You weren't scared a minute ago, but you're scared now. Excuse me. Sergeant McInerney. Oh, yes, Mr. Mason. Yeah, she's right here, but... Oh, yes, sir. Mr. Mason's coming out to see you.
Oh.
He says that I'm to answer any questions you might want to ask about how we're set up to keep an eye on you. You're scaring yourself, Miss Barkley.
Am I, Sergeant?
This fellow Gus, he won't get to you. I don't want to sound like a hero, miss, but if he gets to you, it'll be over my dead body, mine and others.
You really think we're safe? Really and truly?
I do.
Oh, well, that sounds like Bebe.
Oh, you got a pup.
Huh? Uh-huh, she's been at the veterinarian. Oh, Bebe. Oh, yes, Bebe, yes. I'm glad to see you, too.
Just look at her. Now, what kind of a dog would that be?
Bebe's a dachshund.
Oh, well, she makes my pup look like a horse.
What kind is your dog, Sergeant?
Oh, Skippy's a summer dog.
Summer dog?
Mm-hmm. Summer this and summer that. I'm glad your dog came home, miss. That's the first time I saw you smile. Yeah, you forgot to be scared for a second. Look, tell Mr. Mason who Gus is, Miss Barkley. Stop being scared for good. Phoebe agrees with me.
Oh, she wants to see her bed. I've kept her bed in my room. Come on, Phoebe.
Hey, what's that on her collar? It's a locket or something.
Yes, there's a little plaque inside with her name on it. In case she ever got lost.
Hey, now, that's a cute idea.
Oh, you think so, Sergeant?
Yeah. Maybe I'll get one for my dog. Well, Skippy isn't really my dog. I'm keeping him for somebody.
What?
Yeah, I'm keeping Skipper for a friend, a young lady about your own age.
Oh, would you like to have a locket for Skippy's collar? I'll give you Bebe's.
Oh, now, please, miss. I wasn't hinting.
Oh, but... I know you weren't, but, well, somebody gave it to Bebe, and I don't like it anymore.
Well, if you're sure you don't want it.
Sure. I'll give you the locket in a few minutes.
No hurry, miss. But, miss, there is reason for hurry in regard to Gus.
Yes, I know.
You got nothing to worry about, Miss Barkley.
But Mr. Mason said there is danger.
Well, Mr. Mason's not here on the premises. I'm here, and I'm telling you that you're safe. Gus hasn't got a chance to reach you.
You're very reassuring, Sergeant.
Well, think it over while Mr. Mason's on his way out.
I've done enough thinking. I believe you're right, Sergeant.
You're going to tell him?
Yes, I am.
Good for you.
I'll give you Bebe's locket right away, Sergeant. Now, will you excuse me?
As you know, Suzanne was given the locket for Bebe's collar by none other than Gus Jansen. And as you also know, there is a message in that locket from Gus. You may be sure there'll be important developments in the immediate future. So, by all means, join us on Monday, won't you?